The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com, the only internet's 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week radio network with news that you can use. And in this half hour, we're going to get an update from a very, very nice company. It's called Bellatrix Exploration. The Vice President of Investor Relations, Stephen Toth, is going to join me in a moment. He's been with the company since October of 2014. That's where he's been the vice president. Prior thereto, he held the role of senior financial analyst and joins Bellatrix from a leading global wealth management and investment firm where he most recently held the position of director, oil and gas equity research analyst as well. He has a resume that's about a mile and a half long, but I don't want to waste too much time. I want to get right into the meat and potatoes of the program. Stephen, welcome back to the show. Thanks for having your time to be on with us.
Thanks again, Evan. Appreciate it.
So let's talk a little bit about Bellatrix Exploration. They're an exploration and production oil and gas company. You guys are based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
We are, and very well positioned from a headquarter perspective. Most of our operations are here in Alberta, so we're about a 3-hour drive out to the field.
Now, you're dual listed on two exchanges, on the Toronto and the New York Stock Exchange, both under the ticker symbol of BXE, to make it simple for everybody, correct? Why is that?
Correct. It's an easy one, as well as our website is www.bxe.com. Makes it easy for everyone to access our website and all of our information.
Now, Bellatrix has significant multi-year inventory of drilling locations that are primarily in West Central Alberta. Why do you concentrate in that area?
That's a really good question. If you look back at our corporate history, about 7-8 years ago, we started Bellatrix out of a plan of arrangement from a previous company called True Energy. They had operations all across Western Canada, and we really looked at where the operations were the best and the most favorable for longevity, and really honed in on West Central Alberta in a part of the basin here called the Deep Basin. Now, the reason we honed in on this one particular area was because of the geologic characteristics of the Deep Basin. It's extremely favorable for companies like us that are drilling with horizontal well technology and multi-stage fracturing. With respect to our operations, the Deep Basin represents a stacked multi-formational deposit of oil and gas reserves. So it makes it very easy to access multiple formations and multiple reservoirs from a single geographic landmark where we can access that from multiple pad sites. So it makes it very economic and also favorable from a land perspective.
Tell us a little bit about the Bellatrix Spirit River play, if you would.
The Spirit River is one of Canada's leading natural gas plays. Really, in Canada, when you think about natural gas, there's really two economic plays that industry is regularly engaged in. One is the Montney, and the other is the Spirit River. The Spirit River is unique because it in our geographic area is very liquids rich, and that's really one of the anchors for development of our play. We tend to get about 45 to 50 barrels per million of high-value liquids from this gas play, as well as high deliverability on the gas side, 5 to 10 million cubic feet a day on average IP rates. So it really is a play that we get to benefit both from natural gas and liquids pricing, depending on the individual commodity prices of each.
Stephen, tell us a little bit about the asset portfolio that provides balance of natural gas and oil, liquids, weighted, and opportunities as such.
Well, like I said before, Evan, we have this unique play in Western Canada in the Deep Basin where it's multi-formational. So if you think about it as a cube, we have several layers stacked on top of each other, and one you mentioned, the Spirit River, is one of our anchor plays. It's a high liquids rich natural gas play. Sitting on top of that, in the same acreage we hold, lies the Cardium Formation. Now, for those of your listeners that don't know what the Cardium is, it's actually Canada's largest conventional oil field. It's been around for decades, and it has been one of the anchor oil plays for Bellatrix over the past decade. It offers light, sweet gravity crude oil opportunities, and we've been at the forefront of developing that play as well.
Let's talk a little bit about Bellatrix's three foundational pillars, if you would explain that to our listening audience, please.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We really like to start the conversation with investors, focusing in on our three foundational pillars. Now, for an E&P company like ourselves, where the rubber hits the road really comes down to three things we believe in, and we hold all three. Number one is your asset base, in terms of your ability to have a dominant core acreage position in plays that compete not only in Canada but North American-wide, and a portfolio that has a balanced approach to oil and natural gas, so you can turn on and off your development opportunities in each of those plays depending on where commodity prices lie. The second foundational pillar that we like to promote at Bellatrix is our infrastructure ownership and control. Now, this is really important, and for Bellatrix, we've invested about $350 million over the past 5 years in highly strategic infrastructure assets. Now, when we talk infrastructure, we talk about pipelines, we talk about oil batteries, we talk about compressor stations, and the largest component of our infrastructure network is our deep cut gas plant.
Okay.
We're currently working on a phase two expansion of that plant to bring it from its current operating capacity of 110 million cubic feet a day up to 230 million cubic feet a day. And we estimate that project will be on stream and finished by early Q2 of 2018.
Now, your company consistently delivers top-ranked well productivity results, which deliver full-cycle sustainable profitability. That's unheard of.
It really is the core tenet of our company. We really do scrub every investment opportunity that we look at and really focused in on long-term, sustainable, profitable growth. When we look at our opportunities, as I mentioned before, we have a wealth of both high-impact natural gas with associated high-value liquids, and oil opportunities. So we're always measuring the economic impact of what we do and how that competes with other opportunities within our portfolio.
Now, Bellatrix also maintains ownership and control of strategic infrastructure assets, including the pipelines, the compression, and the processing facilities, correct?
That's correct. When we built our company, we really wanted to control our own destiny, and by doing that and making that decision, we really did want to invest in strategic infrastructure. It really benefits you on a couple of fronts. Firstly, by investing capital up front into these facilities and infrastructure assets, you get the benefit long term of a low cost profile for your operations.
Okay.
The second major benefit you get when you do invest in infrastructure is really creating your own barriers to competition within your core area. As I mentioned before, we're highly focused in on this area, the Deep Basin. It's an extremely competitive area, as you can imagine, because of the rates of return you can get from investment opportunities. And by investing in our own infrastructure assets, we can keep back competitors out of that core area that we want to play in.
All right. The ticker symbol is BXE, Bravo X-Ray Echo, on the Toronto and the New York Stock Exchange. The website is BXE.com. That's BXE.com. My very special guest is Stephen Toth. He is the Vice President of Investor Relations. And Stephen, Bellatrix has also secured firm transportation over 120% of current gross operated natural gas volumes. Would you collaborate on that before we go into the break?
Great, I will, and thanks for bringing that up. The takeaway capacity, it represents the third strategic pillar that we like to promote here at Bellatrix. And by secure takeaway, we also call that market egress. Now, what that means for Bellatrix is, you know, it's great to have these high-quality assets, profitable plays, the processing capacity and infrastructure to develop them. But at the end of the day, you also need to get those molecules into the marketplace. And so with firm transportation capacity, what we've done when we've built our company is entered into long-term agreements with large-scale pipeline operators to ensure we can get our molecules into the major trunk lines in Canada and out to end-user markets, not only domestically in Canada, in Western and Eastern Canada, but also into U.S. markets, as Canada is one of the major exporters of natural gas into the United States.
Well, that's very, very interesting. Again, folks, the ticker symbol, I can't say this enough, is BXE. That's BXE on the Toronto and also the New York Stock Exchange. We're up against a break right now. The conversation will continue here in just a few moments on the backside of the break with my very special guest. He is the Vice President of Investor Relations at Bellatrix Exploration, the website bxe.com. We'll take a short pause and we'll be right back.
Are you a business owner who needs working capital to help grow and support your business? Do you know where the money is going to come from? Have you been turned down from a local bank? If you need working capital and need it now, call Strategic Funding. We provide up to $1 million in alternative financing to retailers, restaurants, hotels, and hundreds of different types of businesses. Unlike getting financing through a bank, our unique financing services are very flexible, with repayment plans customized to meet your needs. Our underwriting is extremely fast, allowing approval in as little as one day. It's totally stress-free. If you've been in business for at least a year, have an annual revenue of $150,000 or more with a minimum credit score of 550, pick up the phone and call now for a free, no-obligation consultation to see what you qualify for. Dial 800-211-6587. 800-211-6587. That's 800-211-6587.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-975-5115. 800-975-5115. That's 800-975-5115.
Think you know a lot about identity theft? Well, here's a quick quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. Well, that's false. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. That one, false, false, false. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-980-2870. That's 1-800-980-2870, or visit LifeLock.com now. Use my promo code Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, Hewitt, to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-980-2870, 1-800-980-2870.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. When you wake up, get caught up with MoneyTalkStation.com.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station. We'll get right back into the conversation with the Vice President of Investor Relations at Bellatrix Exploration, Mr. Stephen Toth, is with us. And Stephen, you know, Bellatrix also, I'm reading up on the company, and I'm very fascinated in all the news that is out there. Bellatrix also maintains firm takeaway capacity and egress for your current and forecast growth volumes. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Yes, yeah, as we were speaking about before the break there, we have and maintain ample firm takeaway capacity for our current volumes. But we've also entered into agreements and tranches of agreements in terms of securing ample firm takeaway capacity for our growth volumes. As I mentioned earlier, we're in the final throes of completing phase two expansion of our gas plant. And with that project comes additional need for volume takeaway capacity. As you can imagine, we'll have another train at a major plant with volumes that we need to take into the system. So in order to do that, we entered into long-term takeaway capacity agreements to make sure that we have ample egress for all of our current as well as our growth volumes anticipated later this year.
Now, Stephen, in mid-December last month, you guys announced a fourth quarter 2017 operational update with production volumes exceeding guidance. Now, in addition, Bellatrix also announced that its board of directors approved the 2018 capital budget designed to deliver sustained total corporate production volumes supported by strong risk management protection over approximately 50% of forecast production and market diversification initiatives.
That's a mouthful for sure. So let me talk about a few of those different components.
If you would, please.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a very strong operational result in 2017.
Okay.
In terms of our results, we grew volumes exit to exit about 16% during the year. And I think it's really important for investors and potential investors to understand the roadmap of how we got there. We put out a series of guidance metrics to the public markets throughout the year, and each of those steps in terms of our journey in 2017 is clearly outlined in our marketing presentation on our corporate website. So in terms of all of that, what I mean to stress here is that we clearly delivered on what we said we were going to deliver in 2017. And that really translated into strong operational results for the company. Now, in terms of that operational update, we completed our fourth quarter drilling program in about mid-December. We brought a bunch of wells on stream, and we exited the year at 36,600 BOEs a day, which was quite a significant increase from our prior year exit rate of about 31,500 BOEs a day. Now, in terms of the press release as well, and this is all on our website, the press release specifically is dated December 14th, 2017.
Okay.
We also announced a board-approved capital budget for 2018. Now, we're in the throes, obviously, in the very early throes of 2018, and it's quite a volatile market in terms of the natural gas pricing market. So what we came out with to the market was a very flexible and focused capital budget of between $65 and $80 million. We envision that level of capital holding ourselves flat from a production perspective and funding it through cash flow and potential bank debt, depending on where commodity prices maintain themselves throughout the year. But what's equally important was that final comment you made in terms of hedging and risk management.
Mm-hmm.
We try to take a very conservative approach to our E&P development, and what I mean by that is we're naturally price takers as a exploration and production company. We take market prices for our product. But with respect to pricing, you can control your own destiny by forward hedging and entering into agreements to forward hedge volumes. So what we've done for 2018 effectively is locked in approximately 50% of our production volumes at very attractive product prices for Bellatrix. And what that does for us is it makes sure that we have some stability in terms of our capital outlook and our planning process for the 2018 calendar year. So we're very excited about this year and the prospects for Bellatrix, and obviously we're very early stages in terms of our progress through the year.
Very nice. Now, your 2018 capital budget, it's underpinned by strong commodity price risk management protection and market diversification initiatives. That's really, really good news for people that want to invest in the company, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to those forward price risk management contracts or hedging contracts that we've entered into, we also announced in December that we've entered into long-term market diversification initiatives. And that's quite a mouthful as well. But what that means is we sell our gas and we produce our gas in Alberta, in Canada. And so naturally, we price and sell our gas at the local hub, which in Canada and Alberta is called AECO.
Okay.
But what we've managed to do is we've diversified those selling parts to other points across North America, and that provides more stability in terms of our long-term planning process.
All right, folks, my very special guest has been the Vice President of Investor Relations, Bellatrix Exploration, the ticker symbol BXE on the Toronto and the New York Stock Exchange, the ticker symbol is BXE. The website, BXE.com. You can go to Investor Relations for more information. Do your due diligence. We always tell people, investigate before you invest. Stephen, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks again. Really appreciate it.
More information coming up right after this, folks.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.